Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meather here for the Kirkside Cafe. As always, we begin our day here at the diner with a little bit of catechism, namely the Heidelberg Catechism. And this morning we continue our introduction into the Lord's Prayer by turning to question and answer 118. What has God commanded us to ask of Him? All things necessary for soul and body, which Christ our Lord comprised in the prayer which He Himself taught us. And that's the answer, and we're going to wait on what is that prayer in question answer 119 for tomorrow. But just some scripture, because we don't ever leave it with the catechism formulation, but we rest and end on the scripture. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." And then finally, Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." Oh, dear friends, we have an invitation to take the knee. Not like we hear about that in the media today, about taking the knee during some national anthem. But we are invited to take the knee before His heavenly throne, to bow, to go prostrate, and to talk to God, to visit with our Heavenly Father. All things necessary for soul and body, that is what God is commanding us to ask of Him. And we are able to do that because the curtain has been torn in two, so we can enter the Holy of Holies because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So walk with Him today and be a blessing, and we'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing.